23 after 6 on Taking Care of Business on Rise FM with Zingisa Chira and Wandile Mazibuko. Now, in commemoration of Youth Month, the Department of Employment and Labour Public Employment Services is conducting a two-week-long registration for job seekers. Now, the department is calling on young job seekers in Msugaligwa Municipality to register for possible work opportunities. Now, to tell us more about this initiative is Mpumalanga's Department of Employment and Labour's Assistant Director, Nomsa Masego. Welcome, Nomsa, to the show.
Thank you.
Yeah. Nomsa, just a quick one. I think the first question that most of our listeners would want to know is that obviously, you know, the Public Employment Services is embarking on this labour search, especially to the communities in Msukaligwa local municipality, which is, I would imagine, in that Emelo area. Could you tell us more about this particular campaign, and when does this campaign actually start?
I would like to take this opportunity to acknowledge the opportunity that we are giving to us as a department to market and advocate our services. Currently, we are running a program in Msugaligwa Municipality, which is Emelo area. The focus of that campaign is to encourage the young professionals and also the graduates, including those who never went to school, who have an opportunity to acquire any qualification, to register on the system. We are doing that to encourage workers in order for them to open up an opportunity or accessibility to labor market opportunities that might be available in the future. Okay, the program started yesterday. I think it started on Monday. Then it will continue for 2 weeks. Yes. It was a project that was implemented with other stakeholders, including the municipality. But it doesn't end there. In other regions, we are also doing the same session. Like, I can make an example. I think a week before last week, we were doing the same sessions in Nkomazi area, where we visited various regions around that area.
Now, Mam Nomsa, for those who will be in attendance to these particular sessions, what would they need to bring along?
Okay, what we need people to bring along is your ID. Then if you have qualifications that you might have acquired, you need to bring copies. But usually we bring along our forms. We call them an SF. That is the form that we are utilizing in order to capture the information on the system. The system that we capture work seekers on is called Employment Services of South Africa. Either you come and join those sessions, or we give you an access for you to be able to register yourself and view for opportunities on the online system. So the system generally is for work seekers, not for the Department of Employment of Labour.
Now, Mam Masego, you mentioned that you ran a similar program in the Nkomazi area, if I'm not mistaken. And secondly, obviously, with this one, you're running it in the Msukaligwa area, which is more your Highveld area, Emelo area as well. Will this program be rolled out in other municipalities, and you know, and specifically which ones that are going to come up next after Msukaligwa?
Okay, yes. For now, we are running it in Msukaligwa. Definitely. We are planning to pilot it or to implement it in other areas, including the Nkangala district and also Ehlanzeni, because Ehlanzeni is so huge.
Yes.
Last time we only focused on the local municipality, but we felt like we need to go to other areas so that we can ensure that our services are accessible to the work seekers, including those in remote rural areas.
And Mam Nomsa, this is obviously not just isolated to the youth. Is this open to anybody who is unemployed?
Yes, you are correct, ma'am. This is open to everyone. Remember, as Department of Employment and Labour, we are not specializing. Say we focus on graduates, we focus on matriculants only. We register anyone who is ready and available to accept any job offer that we offer to them.
Mm. And for those of you who've just tuned in.
Yes, you can continue.
Mm-mm. You can carry on, ma.
Oh, okay. Then on the same time, when we register this unemployed on our system, there's another process that we are implementing, that we are undertaking as a department. We go out to different employers in public sector and private sector in order to market the database that we have, to say we have registered so many people. Then if you have future opportunities, consider Department of Labor, as already we have people that are ready, interested, that they are willing to work.
Mm. And Mama Sego, there could be a child right now celebrating as we speak in Msuka Ligwa and is definitely interested and says, this sounds like something that I want to do, or anybody for that matter, like you say, it's not confined to the youth that's looking for a job and says, I'm interested, I'm going to register.
Okay, if our corner was registered, they can even use their cell phones. I've realized that almost everyone, if not, we have cell phones and smartphones. So you can access our system by just typing F online. Then you land on a page whereby you follow the instructions. Then when you have challenges, you'll be able to log a call whereby maybe you are unable to complete the other sections of your registration. So it's either you do it on yourself or you visit any labor center. I think as a department, we have worked very well to ensure that it is a footprint around the province, whereby each and every town we have a labor center.
Yeah.
We call those offices labor centers.
Yeah.
So if they can go to the nearest labor centers, they will be assisted to register as work seekers. And another project that we are implementing as a Department of Labor, we facilitating a process whereby each and every office must have a kiosk, a self-help center, whereby work seekers can come in and register themselves on the system with the assistance of the officials, and it's free of charge. No one must be encouraged to register or to pay something to register as a work seeker with the Department of Labor.
I think that is so important.
Free of charge.
I think that is so important, Mama Sego, to be able to emphasize. But just to recap on that, you're saying that if I want to register, I can go into a walk-in center, which obviously for Msuka Ligwa, I'm assuming that you'll find it in Emelo. And secondly, where you are fortunate enough to have a smartphone and data, because, you know, you can have a smartphone and not have data as well, then you're able to register online. Can you just quickly, for me, and I think I would have missed it, what is the website that they go on to be able to register online?
When you go to the website of the department, it's www.labor.gov.za.
Okay.
Then you'll be able to land in a page whereby it says online services.
Okay.
So the first icon under online services is Employment Services of South Africa. That's the database. But the most easiest way, when you are on Google, you'll just type in ESSA online. That is ESSA online. Then you'll land automatically to the system. You will follow the instructions. It will need your ID number.
Mm-hmm.
Then it will need your functional email address, because it will send you a password. Then you'll use that password to access the information.
Mm.
Very, very important information. Thank you so much, ma'am. And then, ma'am, just a quick one. Can you remind us of the dates and venues and the times for the Msuka Ligwa municipality sessions?
The Msuka Ligwa Let me see if I have it with me now, because the system is offline. I don't know what is happening today, but what I didn't see it today. But what I can say, maybe we can arrange, do it as an announcement. Then I send it through your office, so that it can be communicated to other people. I know that this is very important, because the person might have relatives in Garden Bay, but the person is now listening to Rise FM in Bombela. So it's another way of ensuring that we are reaching out to those communities through other people. So can you make an arrangement to say in the morning, or when the system is fine, you provide me with the email address, then I'll send that.
Zing Samem has been very industrious here while you've been talking. So she's been able to find those dates for us, luckily. So she's just going to quickly say them for the benefit of our listeners as well. I think the first one starts on the 1st of June in Brayton.
Which is yesterday. So unfortunately, we Ward 13 and 14 in Brayton have missed out. Yes, or those who hadn't go, it was at 8 o'clock in Brayton. Today was Lothair, Ward 15 and Ward 12. And tomorrow, which is the 3rd of June, it'll be Christiesmeer and Warburton. And then on Friday, you will be in Davao.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, fortunately enough, we have the schedule. Yes.
So I think for the past.
But unfortunately for today, there was a disturbance because of weather, because it was raining very heavily. So I think what the department will do, we'll announce another date so that we replace what was lost today in order to benefit the community out there. If they can, it's acceptable.
Yeah. Just to emphasize that for Bandula Balalele Mhlambe from that particular area, Christiesmeer, between Emelo and if you're going to Swaziland, I think on the N17, tomorrow, on the 3rd of June at 8 o'clock in the morning, if you're in Christiesmeer, that's where you should be to be able to then be part of the sessions. And Warburton as well, not far from Christiesmeer, also tomorrow at 8 o'clock. And then on Friday, Abantu Base Devil, or sorry, Davel.
Davel.
Apologies, Mabasego. Davel, Ward 10, at 8 o'clock as well for Lauma sessions as well. Just to emphasize. But Mama, just to wrap up quickly, words of advice. For young people, we saw yesterday, Mama, and I think you would have seen some of the stats that came out. Absolutely shocking, unprecedented numbers. 32.4% the unemployment rate in the country, worst amongst the youth, almost close to 75%. Words of encouragement from the Department of Labour and Employment. What do you have to say to these young people?
Okay, what I can say to the young people is to encourage them not to look for certain job opportunities. I think we have reached a state whereby, as a person, we are not given a luxury to pick and choose anymore. You take what is available in the labor market. I believe in, as a person, you start in a lower level, or you start somewhere whereby you don't like a job. But do you work hard towards achieving what you want to reach as a goal? And also, as a challenge to youth, is to say they need to decide as individuals, but maybe try to reduce the issue of peer pressure. Because sometimes we do things because a friend is doing it. I'm not doing something because my friend doesn't do it. So we need to be like individuals and be independent.
Yes.
Life is so challenging nowadays.
Yeah.
And another encouragement is to say they need to stick to the initial cell phone numbers that they are using. We have a challenge as a department. Most of the time we'll match people into opportunities as they are registered with us, but they are not traceable. They are not contactable, because they are changing their numbers forever. And also as alternate numbers, because there's a provision whereby if we don't get hold of you, will need a number of another person who is very close to you.
Mm.
So I will encourage everyone who is looking for a job to say, indicate or capture the number of a person that you know that person will share the information to you. Sometimes you call a person, then a person will say, no, I've never met one Dilima Zibuko in my life.
And that could be true in your case, Mama Maseko.
It's happening. It's happening each and every day. And they are losing out on opportunities.
Yeah.
And another word of encouragement is to say, the Employment Services of South Africa as a database is working.
Mm.
As a department, currently we are not advertising any opportunities from level, sitting level 8 up to the lowest. We are recruiting using the ESA system, which is our database. So they must continuously log in and view for opportunities. What is beneficial in accessing the information, they can access other opportunities in other provinces, countrywide.
Mm.
So this is a great opportunity for people to get the information and utilize it for their own benefit.
Mm. Mama Seko, thank you so much for that practical advice. And, you know, given what we're going through now with the pandemic and obviously that one of the triple challenges of unemployment, I think things like this do obviously assist a lot of South Africans in being able to get some jobs as well. We commend you for the work that you're doing as a department. And, ma'am, thank you so much for joining us and please enjoy the rest of your evening.
Okay. We are saying our doors are open. They are welcome to come and get services to be deserve.
And that was Mpumalanga Department of Employment and Labour's Assistant Director, Nomsa Maseko, on the job seekers registration process. Remember, if you go to the Department of Employment and Labour's website, you can register yourself on this job seekers registration. Remember to keep your original number. I would advise you to find a number as the alternative number. And no first job gives you a corner office. So, Tasalum Sebendi, foot in the door, Udokula Gule organization.